I'm telling my age, isn't that right? But you know, I don't mind. I don't mind at all.
You know what? You've had life experiences and you should
be proud
of them.
Oh, I am.
That's what I think.
Yeah. I am. In fact, I wasn't so sure I was going to live to be this old. My father died at 46.
Oh.
He just turned 46, and my mother was 69, so I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. Do your kids, I didn't remember, do they still live in Roswell, or where do they live now?
Yes, Suzanne's just moved back from Cartersville.
Mm-hmm.
She lives here. My son Greg lives on, and my son Brad lives with me.
So you and Brad love. Do you see the other kids? Do you guys get together a lot?
Oh, yeah, we do. We do. And my grandchildren, I enjoy them.
What do you like to do with your grandchildren?
I have a little granddaughter, Kaylee, and she's 8, so she loves to shop. She loves, you know.
Good.
So, and the other two boys, they're just 4,
mm-hmm.
you know. So they could care less. But we have a good time.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And I have a house up in the mountains. Jack built a house up in the mountains in Jasper at Ventry. So we enjoy going up there, and they enjoy going up there, too.
For vacation.
So, yeah, on weekends, because it's about 45 minutes, 50 minutes to get there.
Did you ever take spend any considerable time out of Roswell when you were? Did you ever leave this town to live for a while?
We did. Jack was in service. He was called in. Oh gosh, I guess it was in 1962, and in the Air Force. So we were stationed at Shaw Air Force Base.
Okay. Did you miss Roswell when you left?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. And we were there about a year and a half. Then we moved back because this is our home, really.
Yeah.
Roswell is. Hard to leave.
For you, do you have, like, some people say they have, like, I guess, like, cut up how you count someone if they're really from Roswell or not? Do you feel like there's that kind of sense that there's, you know, you're really from Roswell, or you're a transplant if you haven't been here so many years?
At one time, I think that was that way.
Nowadays,
yeah.
Not so much.
I don't think so, man. No.
What was it?
No.
How long did it have to be before you were really, really Roswell? Did you have to be born here? Or
no. You mean the group? You in your group, it
yeah,
had to be somebody
yeah.
that was here. No, I don't know how long. I guess it. I guess maybe the first time I really realized there was a lot of people moving in was when we were involved with the JCs,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of and then Roswell started growing and people started moving in. But I've got great friends that's moved in.
Mm-hmm.
Great friends now that's just moved in. But it was, you'd think, well, oh my goodness, here they come. Yeah.
What's the thing, when we talked about the how small it used to be and how big it is now. It's just,
I know. It's sort of sad in a way.
Yeah.
In a way it is to me because I think even my children, they wouldn't tell you this because I know they loved growing up in Roswell, but I think they missed a lot by not being able to have to walk to school every day, you know,
yeah.
and do a lot of things that we had to do.
Would you consider at the time when you grew up, what would you have considered Roswell, like a town or more like a small town?
Real small town.
Yeah. And now it's more. What would you call it? Town?
Too big.
Too big.
Too big. Too big. I think it's too big. But
what do you think?
I'm delighted we've got everything we have here.
Yeah, we have a lot of things now. What do you think caused the change? Why do you think it started to grow and it's grown as it has?
I don't really know, other than it was just a wonderful place to live, and people maybe wanted to get out of Atlanta and get to a small town.
And now they got to keep going up 400 to find another small town.
I know, you can't find it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
No, you really can't. Because I just see the growth from our house in the mountains in Jasper, Georgia. That was in the country when we built that house. I mean, and now you go up there and Georgia Tech has bought, they're building a huge golf course up there on 372. So it's just unreal. You can't find little towns anymore.